Kenora. Kenora Composite School was well represented at the pre-district meet held in Yorkton on May 13, striving to qualify for districts, also scheduled for Yorkton. Athletes participated in a variety of events in different age categories. This year athletes were divided into two separate competitive groups with Invermay, Kenora and Sturgis in one group and Camsac, Priestville and Norquay participating in the other group. The top two in the Pee-wee and Bantam categories in the Eastland Lakes East and Eastland Lakes West move on to districts. The top four in the intermediate, junior and senior categories qualify for districts. One of the Kenora highlights was CCS athletes taking the top three spots in intermediate boys shot put. In total, Kenora had 33 student athletes qualify for districts in Yorkton. Sophia Tratch finished first in the junior girls 400m, first in the junior girls hurdles, first in the junior girls triple jump, and second in junior girls high jump. Andrew Sliva dominated the intermediate boys' longer distance races, winning the 800m, the 1500m and the 3000m. Henry Craig showed off his jumping ability, taking first in intermediate boys' long jump, first in the triple jump, and first in the high jump. Matthew Makowski took first in the junior boys' 400m, first in the high jump, and first in the javelin. Callie Schertz showed her versatility with first-place finishes in the junior girls' 1500m, the shot put, and the javelin. Cameron Schertz finished first in the Pee-wee boys' 400m, and second in the 800m. Madison Dutchick placed fifth in the Pee-wee girls' 400m. Kasson Heschke was the winner of the Pee-wee boys' 800m and also the 3000m, ahead of Mario Castrioli, who came in second. Hunter Lamb finished first in the senior boys' 800m and 3000m, and also took third in the senior boys' long jump. Jackson Bishop finished second in senior boys' hurdles. Zoe Thomas won the senior girls' triple jump, finished second in hurdles, and second in discus, just behind Kaylee Sliva's first-place result. Sliva also won the senior girls' shot put. Marek Derkoch won the bantam girls' long jump, with Kaylin Shukin finishing second. Jackson Pelagian was second in the Pee-wee boys' long jump. Fallon Ostafi placed third in intermediate girls' long jump. Cooper Kranick placed first in intermediate boys' shot put, first in discus and second in long jump. Michael Desrosiers was the winner in junior boys' long jump and placed fourth in the javelin. Jackson Krotenko finished third in senior boys' triple jump and fourth in javelin. Joey Pelagian won the senior boys' shot put and placed fourth in the long jump. Danielle Dutchick took first in Pee-wee girls' triple jump, ahead of Mara Kalingridge in second. Heidi Mentenko took the top spot in bantam girls' triple jump. Parker Kranick won first in Pee-wee boys' high jump and first in shot put. Paisley Wolkowski finished first in Pee-wee girls' shot put and second in the high jump. Jordan Makowski placed first in intermediate boys' javelin, second in shot put, and second in discus. Noah Prychik took second in junior boys' shot put, second in discus, and third in javelin. Carbon Rubletz finished fourth in junior boys' shot put and fourth in junior boys' discus. Braden Nesbitt was third in intermediate boys' javelin. Porter Wolkowski won the senior boys' discus and placed third in senior boys' javelin. Logan Schertz finished third in intermediate boys' shot put and fourth in javelin. According to coaches Thomas Lowes and Leona Kitchen, they got the impression that some students were hesitant to get involved in track this year due to the short season. But they were pleased with the effort put forth by the team at the pre-district meet. Although it was a hot day in Yorkton, the Kenora athletes did great. For some of our students, this was the first time attending pre-districts, so they got a good taste of what to expect next year.